This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. In Echoes of the Maggid, Rabbi Pesach Kron tells a story of a young boy with severe learning disabilities named Shaya, who was walking past a park with his father when he saw a group of boys playing baseball. He asked his dad if he thought they'd let him play. Though Shaya couldn't even hold a bat properly, the father asked one of the boys, who surprisingly said yes. He knew Shaya and reasoned that the game was almost over. His team was 6 runs behind, so he said he can play in the outfield and we'll try to put him up to bat in the last inning. Unexpectedly, his team rallied, but even though there was 2 outs and the bases loaded with the potential winning run, when it was time for Shaya to bat, the boys kept their word and let Shaya come to the plate. After a clumsy swing, a teammate held the bat with Shaya, and the pitcher moved closer to lob the ball softly. With his teammate's help, Shaya hit a slow ground ball to the pitcher. Though he could easily have thrown Shaya out and ended the game, the pitcher deliberately threw it over the head of the first baseman. Everyone started yelling, "Shaya, run to first, run to first!" Wide-eyed with excitement, Shaya ran. The right fielder saw Shaya's joy and intentionally made another bad throw. Players on both teams shouted for Shaya to keep running. The shortstop kept him running in the right direction, and to the cheers of "Run home, Shaya, run home," Shaya got to home plate to a hero's welcome as all 18 boys cheered him for his game-winning Grand Slam home run. Shaya was deliriously happy, and Shaya's father wept, knowing he'd just experienced a perfect moment in a perfect game. This is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.